And as we just heard from the network, the consumer price index up 8.3%, inflation remaining at a four-decade high. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Giacomo Santangelo, economics professor at Fordham University. Professor Santangelo, thank you for joining us this morning. What do you make of the latest CPI numbers? Are you surprised at them at all?
No. This is to be expected. I mean, this is something that we... it is a matter that the speed with which prices are going to increase may slow down a little, but I personally don't feel that it would be significant.
So what worries you about, even though you see these numbers coming?
Well, the thing that worries me, tomorrow we'll see the producer price index numbers coming out, which shows how increasing costs are affecting companies that are producing the goods that we, the consumers, are buying. So that tends to lead the consumer price index. And the fact that we're seeing producer price index numbers that are so high month after month after month, we don't expect companies to absorb those increases in costs. They're going to pass that along to us. So if last month they were at a high, that means this month we're going to still see that coming through to us.
Now, we're seeing some pretty tremendous increases in prices. Used cars and trucks up by almost 23% compared to a year earlier, even though prices were down slightly from March. Professor Santangelo, yeah. The Federal Reserve obviously trying what it can to rein in inflation, just had a half-point rate hike. It looks like it's going to be doing a couple more half-point hikes. Do you think that's enough right now, or does the Fed have to get even more aggressive?
I think the issue is that historically we have not seen inflation this bad since the late 1970s. And I understand that everyone is saying, oh, well, you know, in the early 80s, it was at 8.5%. But that was on the way down. That was inflation coming down from the inflation of 8.5% we had in 1977. So back then, in order to fight inflation, the Fed had to get aggressive. And the problem is that threatens recession. If you get too aggressive too quickly with that. And I think that's a concern that the Fed has right now.
Do you think that's what's been borne out in the stock market as well? We've seen some pretty heavy stock selling in recent weeks. Do you get the feeling that the word stagflation is on the minds of investors?
I do. I mean, people talk about it every day. I hear it on the news all the time.
So what does an average investor or consumer do? I mean, is there anything other than just buckle up and ride it out?
Yeah, there's really no, you really don't have an option when you're riding the roller coaster that is the U.S. business cycle. You just have to, you know, wait for those highs, hit that peak, and then get ready.
You know, we've seen tremendous pressure on pricing from the global supply chain, and mm-hmm. we're seeing China go through another round of very severe shutdowns due to COVID. That's forcing production shutdowns for Tesla in Shanghai. Toyota is experiencing this. Lots of companies. I mean, are we to expect that pressure to continue until COVID really does start to ease around the world?
Well, I don't know how many more times we can put these bubbles into the supply chain, because that's really what they are. They're bubbles in the supply chain. Things were going fine. Then everything shut down because of COVID. And then there was that gap in manufacturing automobiles, that gap in manufacturing and shipping, the manufacturing and transportation of goods. So once that bubble was in there, that added to the inflationary pressures. Now, every single time there's another shutdown, it creates another bubble in the supply chain. And we're going to now see this in shipping, in transportation. And so every time this happens, we should expect to see more inflationary pressure.